the greatest icons in Irish music. In fact, music throughout the world, in my book. Sir James Galway playing wonderful flute there. And, of course, Phil Coulter playing his own style of piano. Now, the track itself is not Irish. It was written by a guy called Ungar. Now, this particular composer apparently had regular summer schools in the Catskill Mountains for fiddle players. This was a particular piece that he wrote to demonstrate how haunting the fiddle can be played. And, of course, that was the flute, wonderfully performed by Sir James Galway. Now we're going to go back to our country and Irish again. There's a bit of a story about this one. It's Mike Denver, first of all. Now, Mike, again, I mentioned the word icon there a few moments ago. Mike, wherever he appears in Ireland or anywhere in the world, he can be guaranteed packed venues. And he's doing tours at the moment. And he's a very good country singer. He sings country, but he also sings country and Irish. And this tells the story of the young man who left his home in Kerry to go to America. And he took up the art of boxing when he was in America. Well, fighting in this case. And he made a lot of money for himself. But then the crooks came in, the gangsters, and wanted him to throw a fight. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll let Mike Denver and his gang tell us all the story of the day of my return.
My name is John O'Reilly, and my father worked the fields in the hills of old Killarney, where I helped him turn the wheels. My arms grew hard as iron for a boy of 17. I used my fists for gambling in those wet Killarney streets. Well, a ship left for America, and I took my pack aboard. Said goodbye to my dear Ireland, said a prayer to my dear Lord. Well, I fought those sorry guineas in the kitchen they called hell, and I fought them for their dollars, and those guineas paid me well. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. City, and I fought the Jersey shores. My gun stay full of whiskey, and my bed stay full of whores. They call my right a cannonball, my left they call the same. And I left them all a lying, half in blood and half in shame. Well, I met a man on 32, and he stuck out his hand, and he offered me $1,000 if I'd fall before his man. But I said it could be done, but only for another two. And he smiled at me and nodded as I stuck it in my shoe. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. Still talk about today, but that guinea didn't know that I had bet the other way. Well, they covered every dock and every port there on the coast, looking for the double crosser who had turned into a ghost. But I was on a train, my friend, that rode the other way, and I sailed from California back to Dublin one fine day. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned. Thank you.
Some fine country and Irish there from Mike Denver. Moving away a little bit now from the country and Irish for just for a short while, because I want to play for you now a track that I only heard for the first time the other day by Foster and Allen. Friends of mine were talking about music and the Irish music scene and who was everybody's favourite and what have you, as friends do. And somebody mentioned Foster and Allen. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish know that Joe Bollard is a big Foster and Allen fan. Got a lot of their material, and I think they're very accomplished. And then somebody said, Joe, have you ever heard them sing Sweet Awfully Lady? Now, maybe this particular lady was a bit biased because she was from Offaly herself, or she is from Offaly herself, and she is a lady. So I said no. So she sent me this track by Foster and Allen and Sweet Offaly Lady. Now, just to point out that Offaly is one of the counties of Ireland. It's in the Midlands, flat and beautiful. Foster and Allen.
Sweet awfully lady, you are my loved one. Sweet as the flowers when springtime comes. You hold my hand, love, and you smile at me. Sweet awfully lady, so dear to me. Today we wander down the old Boree, where first we met, love, by the silver stream. The birds were singing in the sky above. Sweet awfully lady, my own true love. Sweet awfully lady, you are my loved one. Sweet as the flowers when springtime comes. You hold my hand, love, and you smile at me. Sweet awfully lady, so dear to me.
Hey, Wasn't that a beautiful song? Sweet Offaly Lady from Foster and Allen. I'm sure we'll be hearing that, more of that, in the months to come. Now we get back to our country and Irish again, and another icon of country and Irish music, Nathan Carter. Nathan is top of everybody's country and Irish lists at the moment, and he's singing a song here for us entitled On the Boat to Liverpool. Well, when the famine started in this country, 1846, as we mentioned earlier, most of the people emigrated to the nearest point to Ireland, to Europe, which was Scotland or England. And in this case, the nearest point to Dublin was Liverpool. So much so that so many people settled down in the city of Liverpool that it became jokingly known as Liverpool, the capital of Ireland. I speak from experience, because our family emigrated to Liverpool, but I'm getting away from the fact here. Here's Nathan Carter telling us what happened to him as a musician on the boat to Liverpool.
Sailed away from the old North Wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite, there was good old crack on the boat that night, as we left our homes in Ireland. Now the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the docks of Liverpool. Now we sang up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long. Nighttime I'd play me old guitar. How we sang together one and all, side by side and standing tall. The crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. We sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sound, the fiddle played, stepping out at night in Liverpool. Play one. Came I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. The time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, and from the docks of Liverpool.
Nathan Carter, On the Boat to Liverpool, and a very clever quote from the other well-known song that concerns Liverpool, The Leaving of Liverpool, at the end there. Now, earlier on in the programme when we started talking about country and Irish music, I would said that a lot of the show bands at the time started to play country music, and then many of them changed over to doing country and Irish. At that time, there were no particular solo artists. And then one day, this young lady came along, her name, Maisie McDaniels. Now, Maisie did have a band of her own to start with, but then she went out on her own as a solo artist. I had the good fortune of accompanying her on two occasions. For what it's worth, Maisie played the accordion, but she played it left-handed. Now, I can certainly say that she was no Sharon Shannon, but she got by. But mainly she got by on her singing. But she didn't record an awful lot. Here now, for instance, I'm going to give you one of her early recordings. And I know for some of our purists, when it comes to country music, they're not going to think an awful lot of this. But this one got Maisie to number one. It's Maisie McDaniels, and her version of "This Song Is Just For You." And it is.
Of all the songs this world is singing, of dreams that do and don't come true, I guess I've sung about a million. But darling, this song just for you. I don't care if the world can hear it playing, if it's never number one or two. I just want to tell you how much I love you. Just for you. What do they care about my troubles?
The voice of Maisie McDaniels there, and "This Song Is Just For You." Maisie met and married a fine musician, a wonderful accordion player named Fintan Stanley. We'll be hearing Fintan in a minute. But they also had a baby girl and a daughter named Lisa. And Lisa is making a name for herself in the country music scene, just like her mum. And she's actually walking in her mother's footsteps. That's what she's telling us here.
When I was very young and couldn't get to sleep, my mum would sing a song for me and gently kiss my cheek. She sang so soft and tender, and somehow I just knew she was showing me what love was, the way listen to her sing her country songs. It wasn't very long before I could sing along. Everybody seemed to know her, but to me she was just Mum. And with every song she sang for me, she made me what I am. And now I'm walking in my mother's footsteps, and when I sing, I feel she's there with me. Together again, singing sweetly, now is the hour, now is the hour. When I got a little older, I knew she was a star. Many times I missed her when she had to travel far. But when she returned, she'd tell me of the places she had seen. And in my young girl's head, I think one day that could be me. Time went by and Mom took me along to see her shows. It was then I saw how hard she worked when she was not at home. When I finally decided that music was my dream, she took me on the stage with her when I was 17. I went on to sing at dances, at concerts and shows. And Mom made sure that she was there whenever she could go. She passed on the experience she gained in all her years. And now I'm walking in her footsteps, and I know that she is near. Footsteps. I know that she is still my guiding light. Now I feel her standing right beside me singing, I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I know, Mommy, you're gonna be where I'm gonna be tonight. Now I feel her standing right beside me. Wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I know, Mommy, you're gonna be where I'm gonna be tonight. I know, Mommy, you're gonna be where I'm gonna be tonight.
Lisa Stanley, the daughter of Maisie McDaniels, singing her mother's praises there. And she should also sing her father's praises, because here we're going to hear her dad, Fintan Stanley. And how about this for accordion playing? Well, I actually think it's cordovox, but it's amazing. I had the pleasure of working with Fintan way back in the early 90s. Very quiet, unassuming man. And he certainly can make this talk.
Thank you.
Tarshiba Geistuk Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. We began the programme with a duet from Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff, but I thought you'd like to hear Mary singing on her own there. And by the way, that's not an Irish song, but it's sung by an Irish singer, and she's singing all about Irish eyes. Mary Duff there. Now we come back to our country and Irish again. And this is a song that's rather similar to the song that was a huge hit for Kenny Rogers. You know the one, I mean Ruby. Don't Take Your Love to Town. This is a song sung for us here by Johnny McAvoy. And as I say so often on Sounds Irish, we couldn't get through a Sounds Irish programme, well, most weeks anyway, without a Johnny McAvoy track. And I think this is a lovely country song. It's a very young sounding Johnny McAvoy. He must have been one of his early recordings. It's a lovely arrangement of You Seldom Come to See Me Anymore. And see what you think about the how similar it is to Ruby.
What's your hurry? Can't you stay and pass an hour away? And we'll sit and dream a while by candlelight. For when the long day's over, that's the time I feel the most. When I hear your footsteps fade into the night. You're restless, tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart. Seldom come to see me anymore. I well recall that day when my ship is sailed away to a far off distant land across the sea, where a cruel war was raging.
time was standing still, and blind hatred was the order of the day. You're restless, tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart, for you seldom come to see me anymore. I know it can't be fair for a soldier's wife to hear how he helped to keep his country proud and free. And no bronze, no fancy ribbons can ever ease the pain. When he comes back, half the man he used to be. You're restless, tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart, for you seldom come to see me anymore. You seldom come to see me anymore.